Blog Talk Radio.
Just worship. Just lift your voice in worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice in worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. All times, I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise you, whether happy or my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do.
And I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Isn't he worthy? Isn't he worthy? Do you have some blessings to give him? Do you have some glory to give him? Do you have a praise to give him? Is praise what you do? God, we praise you on this evening. God, we magnify you. God, we bless you. God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we thank you for invading our day. God, we thank you for, Lord God, stepping into our situation. God, we glorify you in the name of Jesus for moving mountains and nations and kingdoms on our behalf. God, we glorify you and honor you, oh Lord God, for being oh so mindful of us, oh Lord Jesus, for loving us the way you love us, God. We can't love you like you love us. We can't give unto you, Lord God, like you give unto us, but we do our best, Lord God. We give you a sacrificial praise, God, for truly you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, truly you are worthy, God. And we bless you on this evening in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, each and every one of you. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. And I am so glad to have you join me on this evening, because we are going to take some time and meditate on his word. We are going to take some time and intercede for our friends and loved ones. We're going to take some time and prepare ourselves mentally and spiritually and emotionally. Some of you maybe even physically for the week that lies ahead of you. And so I just invite you now to prepare yourself for the time of meditation, the time of quiet meditation. I'm going to play a little instrumental music. I invite you to take your Bibles, get the notes from the Word of God that was ministered on today. If you went to church, or if there's just a passage of Scripture that you have been turning over all week, or maybe there is something that you need to spend some time in prayer about, this is your time right now. This is your time right now. And so I invite you to take this moment and turn your face towards heaven, turn your heart and your thoughts towards heaven, and let us begin to go into our time of meditation. This is Tehillah Worship. Thank you. doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. This is Tehillah worship.
Them.
love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are so worthy. So worthy. We praise the name of Jesus. There is no God like our God. This is Tehillah worship.
Taught me to say it is.
sometimes you just have to let the love of God wash over you. And I pray that you are letting His love wash over you today. And I pray that it is making you feel better if you're feeling bad. But even if you're feeling good, I pray that it's making you feel a whole lot better. I pray that you have taken this opportunity tonight to let the Holy Spirit pour into you. And through communion and intimacy with the Almighty, I pray that you are being blessed by what is taking place on this evening. Yeah, sometimes the preacher don't have to preach. The Holy Spirit works well all by himself. This is Tahila Worship.
Commune with you. When we gather, nothing else matters. If I can just get through, everything that I need is in you. You're all I need to know. And even though my soul is thirsty, you are the God of the overflow.
Your presence is water.
I need your breath.
Amen. And hallelujah. This is the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, another show, another program, another moment, this meditation, another time in the presence of our Almighty Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. My prayer for you is that you obtain the abundant life that Christ Jesus has come to give you. And I pray that you get it in every area of your life. And that, as a matter of fact, and I know this is a stretch for some, but that's all right, I'm going to say it anyway. I pray that you have the ability, because you, as a child of the King, have legislative authority. I pray that you receive the ability to declare and decree what your abundant life is supposed to look like. I don't want you to know, I don't want you to think that it's just limited to something, to one thing here and nothing over there. It is holistic. It is wholeness. It is restoration. It is healing. It is deliverance. It is prosperity. It is wealth. It is financial stability, emotional strength. I want you to decree and declare over your own life what the abundant life is supposed to be for you. And don't limit yourself, don't cheat yourself, and don't miss out on the abundant blessings that God has for you. I pray God's richest and best be yours. I pray that you have a blessed and an awesome week this week. And I pray that whatever God has given you today and throughout this weekend and whatever you get from him throughout this week, I pray that it is contagious. And I pray that it is double fold. I pray that you get it again, and that you get it again, and that you get it again. I pray that you empty out just so that you can be poured back into. I pray that God fills you into overflowing, and that the people nearest you, whether they're your friends or your enemies, they catch what you got, and it changes their lives. Remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, so don't get weak. Spend some time in prayer all week, every day this week. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 50 minutes. Spend some time in prayer. And if you don't have anything else to pray, just open up the Bible and pray the Word of God. It will change your life. May you have a shift in your thinking, and most importantly, a shift in your being. This is Tehillah Worship. You've listened to Pastor Hooks. I bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name.